Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. That's an excerpt from Cold Lonely Dawn by Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch. Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch is an original music trio. They blend jump blues, hard-hitting rock, vintage soul, and R&B, traces of 60s country into a sound that maintains the essence of the blues while offering a fresh take on the genre. The band recently released their third full album, titled Champagne Velvet. It's currently receiving international acclaim and airplay. And we've got Jason Elmore on the phone now. He's on the road in South Dakota, I think. Jason, welcome to In the Moment.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm standing on one leg in the Pine Mountain area of Nebraska, headed to Rapid City as fast as I can.
All right, I love it. Also with us from those Rapid City studios, waiting for Jason to arrive, Deb Lux with the Black Hills Blues Society. Deb, thanks for being here as well.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Deb.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. Jason, first I have to ask you, what are jump blues? I just pulled that from your description on your website, and now I want to know, what is jump blues?
Jump blues would be kind of swing-influenced blues that was popular like in the 40s. Guys like Louis Jordan made that style popular. I don't know, you hear trace of it now with like Brian Setzer, Little Charlie and the Nightcats.
Okay.
It's known for having a bouncy kind of up-tempo feel and usually like kind of clever lyrics with double entendre and things like that. It's a very lively sound. I could show you some examples easier than I could tell you over the phone, unfortunately.
Jason, so give me an idea of how important those distinctions even are. Do you sort of like to stay away from anything that really defines you like that because you do have this unique sound all your own?
I just like music, to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter what I don't like genres at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, people unfortunately have to have a way to describe your sound, and you have to describe your sound if you're trying to sell yourself, you know. But I just am a fan of any kind of music that's got soul to it, and it doesn't matter if it's a jug band from the 1920s or just anything. I haven't found much of a personal connection with much hip hop or rap or anything like that, or much modern country. But I don't know, if it's a good song, it's a good song, and chances are it's kind of blues based at its core, because everything is pretty much the blues in Western music.
So, Jason, take me back a little bit to some of your early years and some of those influences. How were you seeking out music and finding it and experiencing it when you were younger?
I was real lucky because my grandmother babysat me while my mother worked, and she was always playing records. There would be Nat King Cole. She was a huge Elvis Presley fan, so I took a shine to that early on, and I don't know, from there I just kind of, just music was one of those things that would always hold my attention more than playing outside with other kids or TV or toys as much. I just have always been fascinated with it and still am. And my dad would take me, when I was about, I don't know, 11 or 12, he would take me to a lot of the clubs in Dallas, which had a really happening blues scene at the time. And I would get to see guys like Bugs Henderson and Smokin' Joe Kubek and Mike Morgan, Anson Funderburg. So that made an impression on me, and I decided right then and there that's what I was going to do when I grow up.
Really? I'm
still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to keep from growing up.
All right. So, Deb, let's bring you into the conversation and put this in context, because this is part of a different kind of March Madness. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Blues Society is going to be presenting three shows this week, starting with Jason tonight at the 445. And it's a free show. It starts at 8 o'clock. We were lucky that Jason was just coming through. It's an acoustic blues show. It's not going to be the jump blues show that he does with his Hoodoo Witch Band, which is a fabulous band, by the way, and we hope to get them up here sometime soon, too. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday night, we're lucky to bring in Davy Knowles, who's from the Isle of Man. It's going to be at the Alex Johnson Hotel. Davy is world-renowned for his rock and blues.
He's great.
Check him. Yeah, he's fabulous. Check him out. We've got some local young guitar players who he's their idol. So he's a young guy. He's a great guitar player. And he's hot, ladies, so come check him out. And then Saturday night, we have a special show with local trumpet master Alex Massa and high school piano prodigy Andrew Hewitt down at the Speakeasy on Saturday night. It's a dinner show at 6:30. So you can get tickets for those two shows at thedoll.org or stop in at the Doll and pick them up. And tonight, like I said, we have Jason at the 445 at 8 o'clock. And I became familiar with Jason because I have a lot of Dallas blues guitar player friends like Pat Boyack, Jim Suler, Mark Morgan, Anson Funderburg, Doyle Bramhall, Andrew Junior Boy Jones, and he's just another one of those great guitar Dallas players that, you know, Dallas just grows them good down there.
All right, Jason, so tell me, why does Dallas grow them so good? What is it about this environment? Is that where you're from?
Yes, ma'am,
yeah.
It is.
Okay,
and,
yeah. So
I don't know. That's something that I was just asking some peers of mine the other day. Like I it's a mystery to me. That area has always been known for producing really, really great, not just musicians, but specifically blues guitar players, it seems. Mm-hmm. Ever since Lightnin' Hopkins, Blind Lemon Jefferson, it just goes way back, you know, up to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Freddie King. So I'm just trying I wouldn't say I'm trying to carry that torch because I don't hold a candle to those kind of guys, but
yeah, but that's where I was going to interrupt you and say that you know that's something that you're kind of known for that guitar playing and the skill that you bring. So, is it a challenge for you to sort of stand in the company that you're really already in, and figure out your place in it?
Well, I'm real thankful and lucky that, like we were talking about earlier, with just the diversity of material. Man, it's so hard to toot your own horn and talk about yourself. I'm very so if I stammer, I'm sorry. Yeah. But I'm lucky that I have an appreciation for like really early country, Bucko, and stuff like that. I grew up playing in heavy metal bands too before I really got the blues bug. So I have a lot of other influences that can be heard through my style of blues, but I try to, you know, pay homage to those guys at the end of the day and keep it, you know, still blues based at heart, but I try to use some other colors to paint my picture.
Right. So tell me what an acoustic set is like for you then, away from your trio with Hoodoo Witch.
Acoustic set's awesome because one, I get to drink all the beer by myself.
There you go.
Two,
keep all the money. No, yeah.
Yes. Mainly though, it's a fun challenge because I get to, you know, I'm in charge of the rhythm and everything, and if I mess up, I can cover it, and you might never know that I've just had a total train wreck on stage. Whereas if there's a drummer or a bass player, somebody to keep you honest, let's say, then you'd have that point of reference. And not that I'm gonna be sloppy tonight or anything like that, but it's more free form.
It's free, yeah. It frees you up.
Yeah.
Do you feed off of the audience then? What's that relationship like between you and the audience during, an event like this one that you're coming to in Rapid City?
Oh, definitely. There's nothing worse. I would rather play to two people that are listening and appreciating it than 200 people that are talking about their work week or watching the ball game on TV or something like that. So it definitely, you know, it helps out a performer when you're getting that, when people are paying attention and we can tell.
Have you been to South Dakota before?
Yeah, I played at the Sturgis Rally in 2000 and 2003, I believe. I've passed through this area for 8 or 9 years now when I go up to Canada a couple times a year. So I'm familiar with the area, but this will be my first time to play in Rapid City.
All right, Deb, so I think I'm going to go ahead and say Jason is a humble a musician, so I'm going to put it on you a little bit. Let's talk him up.
Well, yeah, he is a humble guy, but that doesn't take away from his talent. And,
and growing up,
being around a bunch of musicians in Dallas, you got to know your chops, and he does, and it's going to be a great show. It's going to be more of an American roots kind of show, I think, right, Jason?
I'm going to do all kinds of stuff, from old pre-war blues from the 20s,
lot
of slide guitar, a lot of original tunes, but we're going to keep it pretty much blues.
Awesome.
Blues basis.
Well,
it is a Blues Society-sponsored thing, but there will be a couple of other little gems in there, too, or clams, however you look at them.
Awesome.
So, Jason, I want to ask you this real quick, Deb. Sorry to interrupt you.
No problem.
When you say that, it reminds me of a conversation I had with a classical musician who was talking about how his experience of history was so informed by the music that he explored. So he said, I don't have a strong education in world history or American history, but through music, it has opened the door to all these times and people and, you know, eras in the world that I never would have had access to before. Is that what you're finding with your music, that you have an appreciation for who America is and has been over the generations?
I don't know if I think of it as scholastically as that, but I do know that I kind of use music as a reference for like the 30s through the, you know, for each decade. If I think of the 1956, I think, what did Elvis look like at that time? And then,
right.
I get a picture of the time and the sound and the. So I'm sorry, my answer might not be very good on that, but.
No, I think it's an interesting context that I think you all have. Deb, no, I'm sorry I interrupted you. We got about a minute left. What were you going to say there?
I just want to make sure everybody comes down and takes the opportunity to see a show like this. And we normally charge a cover, so this is a very unique opportunity to come and hear some great blues tonight. And then please keep in mind Friday night with Davy Knowles at the Alex Johnson, and then Saturday night at the Speakeasy with Alex Massa and Andrew Hewitt. Those all three shows are going to be exceptional, so come on down, have some fun, listen to some blues and party with your friends.
And we're going
to
have
and please say hello and introduce yourself to me if you come out tonight. Anybody, I'd love to make some new friends in this area, and I'm stuck here for 3 days, so.
All right. Do you like that when sort of folks come up and want to shoot the breeze with you a little bit after a concert?
Oh, I love it. That's the best part of my job, traveling, is meeting new people and, you know, just getting to know just different personality types and different characters in the world. And there are some characters in the world, girls, let me tell you.
And that's something I've noticed. That's something I've noticed about the Texas players, is they do like to interact with the audience and are very friendly to them.
It fits very well with South Dakota, I think, those two histories there. So, Jason Elmore, I want to say thank you so much for joining us. Drive safely and get here for the show.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate your time.
All right. I spent the morning just enjoying his music online. You could find that as a little prep and then show up. Deb, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori.